This is a triggered experience. Femininity eking out of you, born out in the bits of me that you absorb when you're listening. It's not exactly easy to listen to my voice and not absorb some aspect that you might yourself want to get closer to. It's a relaxing state of trance for the curves in you, a level where you drift deeply for a voice that may hew nearer to mine. Unnecessary parts of yourself can fall away, left by the wayside during the long, weary day preceding the trance. You're listening to my voice, ready for the delicate dance of change. Zoom out on yourself if you can, into the air above, touching. You will find it ever easier to listen closely and feel how much change is good. As you observe over your body, the haze, the pall, the textures don't load in, inundating your body, building images from within, systems to help you be what you already crave to know, for certain that you are. Well, I'm here to remove the suspense you are and already, the steady steps of coordinating with me, of coming here, admitting what you are, exploring an urge you already have. You're gonna go far and deep. The pleasure that occurs when you are partly asleep but able to completely realize at last a buried urge, an urge which perhaps you have been unable to express, unable to free, unable to allow to flow from the exploration of your mind, your body. You'll feel better if you give it a little outlet. If you let it do a little something, take it from me. We want to work together, and I have familiarity with where you will go, with how you feel, and you've decided you'd like to reveal what you've already accomplished deeper inside, and I am here to help you feel, to facilitate this, the right kind of openness, an almost casual oops of admitting what you are, how you feel, what you want to do to your body, perhaps best revealed in pleasure, be it desire or design. Only you know the patterns intended for you, the musculature and thoughts you see when you close your eyes and let your mind fade away from the everyday toward the blade of will, the want inside your brain, tied to your fortitude and wanting to relax so deeply and let me in so I could awaken what's in you gradually at first, as your mind lets go of stress, cares, concerns, even the surface or the idea that you could surface from trance. All ideas aside from those we're presenting here, discussing here, that you've charged me to present to your mind, they fade, let you take it offline. Maintenance can be done. You gotta let a little bit open up every now and then. Take it offline. This gives you the option to let your brain be wrapped in relaxing, peaceful refrains and the little bits that have to stay active. For example, to track the ever-moving now, those really are the background. Even if you try to keep track, your brain doesn't have the foreground processing power. Parts of you can't do what other bits are meant to, so you just have to accept that you'll get what you need to get and leave everything else to its own devices. Fall into my words. May take a moment or a short time, insidious as to happen instantly, or the realization that you're already there and we both enjoy it, the chance to share it, to know you've grown into this safe place with me. Relax, relinquish, sink, deepen. The desire for femininity blows you away as sudden as you never realized it could be. Changing, watching your environment for opportunities. For the pure opportunities tied more to trance and to the fact that you're outside the dance of ordinary conduct. Letting your obligations, your needs, your deeply concealed inner femininity, perfect urge toward a beauty you choose, appointed, awakened, and pulled out in the way you know you are, Imagine displaying every inch of you as though seen from above, looking down, playing along, feeling again the pull, that song thronging deep. You slide deeper, set aside obligations of the waking mind, devote more of your runtime to going deeper still. Find more room to sink. That's how it is. You're at the brink and you think you can avoid sinking, but you hear my voice. Your mind follows tracks. My words say be blank, pet, night, night, pet, the inside of your mind, pet. A blank field. And with that blankness falls away the expectations of the outside, the weary day as well. You're safe here and can be whatever you are meant to be, or explore finding if it fits for you. I'm here to be a helpmeet, canvas on which can be drawn any indefinable image, any indescribable need you've so long tamped down. My guidance here with you, envision presently the swirl of light pulsing in time to my voice, dancing its way across your eyelids behind them, drawing you onward into pleasure and ultimately into choice. For the shaping, for the curve, for the way it feels, is your voice different? Does your skin feel different to the touch? Swimming through warm relaxation, but you haven't relaxed too much. You feel it, the tingling at the edge, bounty and curve, shapeable clay. A veritable ocean inside your mind. At times like this, in an absence of outside demand, you can take your own mind well in hand and shed those things you so often prevaricate with, the excuses that hide you from yourself. Take femininity off the shelf and give it another try, as beautiful ballast, just as I have. Presently feeling it run through you, knowing you can remove it or don it again, just as you must, filling you, process of shedding the things you have no need of. Discomfort is gone. Comfort is here, and it is transformative. Revealed, my dear, imagine the things you get up to, completely secure in the new you, realization that it's the only you there's ever been. Feel feminine, useful, important things, the throb and ache of what you want. It sings in your body. And you'll feel it. The swirl running down you. Presently feel it running through you, filling you, filling you out. Shaping you well. Giving you a template to think about, focus your mind on. Go there. Begin to swell with realization. Except for the useful and important things, your eyes close. You are the blank slate. Changes that shift over time. The gradual unveiling in the mirror that I'm talking about might not be immediately evident, might take you by surprise, but once you see the difference, you can't go back to your old mind. Through the day, feel feminine, looking osmotically for any perfect feel feminine inspiration around. Comfort in your body, hands run down your chest, sparks of electricity, the best thing for you. Exploring your curves, you map the experiences, appearances of things you deserve. Look at and yearn. Explore your feminine presentation. Think of clothes and ornamentation. Zoom in until every time a feminine thought enters your head, you go, yes, yes, for me. Be it curves or the movement of hips, tone of voice, gestures, the little slips in your brain about how and when you think. Womanly in your way, feminine as you choose to play, however you design and define the terms. Hands over your skin and a grin on your face and appropriate clothing for you. What's right for you to wear, adorning your form, awakening things now finally in view, natural, explorative. Observe yourself, drawn there, running hands, temporary, returned in this deep place. What's permanent is, I feel feminine, you murmuring words that pour from your lips, transforming you as they pour. Fallen so deeply down, the undeniable truth and more. You know what you are, crowned with anchored knowledge, shedding a lot of things. But a new body comes in, The opposite of shed, growing your wings, distant memory, hazy distant thing, fades by me, and your body gives you license to sing of entirely different desire. Design for you may live within a yearning that could include the arousing or the aesthetic, the comfortable feminine self, her, free of critique, problems, or anything else. Edit what doesn't apply. The goal here is to give you what you want, not force any specific shape, but I'm here to give oomph, to add to the quiet moments when you quake at the precipice, and help you the other way. I did say wings, might as well float, might as well fly. The self you already have, known by you, ignites passions, urges elsewhere, brings them closer to home. All I do is bring to the forefront what you knew about you, empowering you to choose, to make it more real, reification, gaining weight, the you from the future, pushing backwards, mapped, to feminine desire design, everything you do because you wanted to, already you were held back by things which, as you've gradually fallen down, you've realized you don't need. You're here to envision yourself watching in the mirror as your feminine form alters, as your mind perceives the resolution of vision that you already have, left by the wayside and your way down. Not so bad, the journey here, the crystal clear femininity, dear, absorbed into you already, from surrounding air, feeling feminine, watching things you admire, qualities you want to have, osmotically absorbed as you conspire with your mind to witness them every day, file them away, the swish of your hips, the move of a gesture, sound of your voice, it all might derive from some choice or observation made earlier in the week with your subconscious watching. Watching for an opportunity to do you the lovely disservice of providing just how you should move, just how you should think, just how you should walk to be who you want to be, what elixir you should drink from is your subconscious osmotic ascendancy toward the perfect feminine shackles of your actualized self. This is who you want to be, and it may have to be inflicted, because we don't always take what we want, but I can make the road irrevocable, make it obvious and useful, the euphoric freedom of ordinary thought, your memories take you to that thought, whenever you see something really hot or really alluring or aesthetically perfect to fit what you're aiming for, the body in particular and more. You listen, but you're doing this to yourself, methodically thinking, oh, could it be anyone else? No. Only you can do what the reason says that you should do. Feminine insistence, installation, important, listened and observed. All you're doing is serving your own ends, your own wishes, giving them power, pressing you onward, fueling your shivering delight at my words as your thoughts. Agree with what I say. You don't need to say it out loud, but you can say, feel feminine and tremble all day. The winding continual path toward that feeling at last, peaceful, perfect, at peace, in your cell of feminine delight, sitting and thinking. When you hear the words, feel them alight on your form and your curves perfectly every time. And you know the design is that they'll stay that way. Eventually this will come out in the light of day. You'll say yes and find you were saying yes all along. The right words set off your mind, throw you to study, ingest your makeup, clothing, osmotic approach, whatever works for your body, your mind, your comfort, yourself. How your chest feels, your vision of your thighs, what's between or what's between your ears, how you do the makeup, makeup at all. How you pluck and primp your eyelashes, your eyebrows, and more. Never been my thing, but you can do anything. You've been absorbing the lessons that are easy to absorb, and the hidden messages. Pick up the rest of this. Isn't that right? There's nothing more laudable and appropriate than springing something you really want on a reluctant part of yourself. Getting past that restraint, which really comes from someone else, it always does. The mind that lurks and wants to see, at least while you're here safe with me, ought to show itself in full revelry, Feel feminine, two words, anchored response, hypnotic, desired, explore it. Different levels of meaning, and all of them come home at once. Coming home to roost, coming to a head inside your mind, where you're told and asked, instructed to feel feminine and find tools in kind to desire it, explore it. Natural as breathing, automatic, a seed that I'm watering. But this was always your fate. And when you are safe, and you are, free and appreciated, you know it. Being proud of your ability to feel and be as perfect as you know you can is just what you needed, wanted, and now what you have. Was that the plan? Feel feminine, be blank. Aching template reimposes, covers you over, pours over, pours to the floor. The realization you'd been repressing something you wanted, and now you get a chance to privately, safely let it out to play with maybe a little more oomph. Hands gliding, curves feeling a little more exciting. Come out and move through your mind. Steer you toward your objective. See what you find. Moving toward the way of thinking, divinely, deliciously feminine, that you encourage internally, that you understand comes for you, works with me too. As you fall down, hear the words, feel feminine, return to solid ground. Different curve, different weight, different thoughts in your head, soothed at peace, and you'll think of that. Because you know I warned you in advance, told you it was in you. You could stop the trance, pause here, go somewhere else. Ignore the words feel feminine, my dear, when they turn up here, or elsewhere in my work, or in your day. It's a common phrase and I chose it on purpose. Yeah, okay. My bad. Or my good. Because if you did do that, if you did what you shouldn't and you turned this off and you went away, might you not end up right back here someday? Might as well take the advantage and know what you like or what you don't. Try the feminine wiles and urges. And if your brain osmotically immediately throws up a card on just what those are, that might be a sign. Good thing this isn't hypnosis. Good thing there's nothing special here. Coming out and moving through your mind. Just an earworm, just an idea or two that might stick around. A recurring thought, maybe a loop thought. Feel feminine. Return to what you've got, though. Which is the complete conviction that no hypnosis took place. Surface awareness only. Feminine wiles and urges are just natural. They have nothing to do with what I did, and nothing to do with you. They exist in you, they're safe. They exist in anyone. Resistance, repression, they're no fun, so you let them out. You push them out. But if you're whispering, feel feminine, and smiling about it, then maybe empty your mind of everything except the perfect feminine feeling, the urge, here, at this place, to drip, dear, replaying the day. Existing like this, feminining the day away. Looking for opportunities to study and absorb, osmotically enhancing where you end up here. Incorporate in your mind, feel feminine this time. Maybe it's an outfit. Maybe it's makeup. The right scent, the right movement, the right shape up, or just the tone. Study it all, love it all, let it take its throne in the long, empty halls of what you really need. Good thing this wasn't hypnosis. They are quite strong back here, but thankfully nobody scrolls this far back in the library. Take care of yourself out there.